Distance learning was never Kim Leslie's long-term plan, but when a job opened up at the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District for a position in the distance learning department, she applied anyway.
But I looked at it as a foot in the door. That was my plan. I had secured a job in the district, and then given some time, I would figure out, you know, what school I wanted to be at and then angle for that.
That was almost a decade ago. Leslie's still the district's distance science teacher, and she's since fallen in love with distance learning.
Turned out not to be a foot in the door. It turned out to be kind of a life passion job.
Alaska's Department of Education recognized that passion this spring. Leslie was one of five finalists for the 2021 Alaska Teacher of the Year Award among teachers from Anchorage, Ukiavik, Fairbanks, and Kotzebue. The Department of Education named Anchorage teacher Kelly Shrine Teacher of the Year last week. Leslie, who lives in Seward, has a lot of fans on the Kenai Peninsula. Shauna DeVald is one of them. Both of her daughters have taken classes with Leslie.
And you really get a feeling that Kim makes every student feel like they are her favorite kid. For a teacher to be able to do that over distance is absolutely remarkable.
Distance learning became the norm this year as teachers move their in-person lessons online amid the pandemic. But those lessons are different from the ones Leslie and her colleagues teach. Those lessons are built to be online. They're also asynchronous, so students can get through classes at their own pace.
And so for me, it's all about truly nerding out on science and then truly working with each of my students, you know, as the person that they are, where they're at, what their interests are, what their skills are, what they want to learn more about.
Leslie says there are several reasons a student may take one of her classes. They could be enrolled in the Connections homeschool program, or maybe they're athletes who have to travel for their sport. In all cases, she connects with students one-on-one to help them decide what they want to learn. She's had students build an electric guitar, design a model for a hydroponic farm, and do a deep dive into the field of physical therapy. Shauna DeVald's oldest daughter, Anna, created a science project in Leslie's class that went on to win Caring for the Kenai last year.
She really wraps science around these kids in a way that's meaningful.
A big focus of Leslie's classes has been climate change. She says it feels particularly important in a place like Alaska, where students may have complicated relationships to the impacts of climate.
I think students really realize pretty quickly that it's not simple, super complicated. They have families that are intimately involved with the fossil fuel industry. They have family members that live in places that are feeling the effect of stronger storms or of permafrost melting. I would be remiss to not tackle it absolutely as hard as I can.
Along with the science of climate change, Leslie teaches students about science denial and disinformation. She also tries to help students find actions they can take so they don't feel hopeless.
In some ways, I feel nervous. I feel like it's quite the responsibility to be teaching this subject that's so relevant, but so powerful and has a lot of ugliness to it as well.
Fellow distance education teacher Amanda Adams nominated Leslie for Teacher of the Year in February.
I have been in education for over 20 years, and Kim is far and away has had the most profound impact on my professional world.
She says Leslie is extremely supportive of her colleagues. Come to her with an idea, Adams says, and she'll help figure out how that idea can best serve kids.
And she's always, always student-centered.
She says Leslie puts her personal flair and voice in every video she makes for students. That engagement is something District Superintendent John O'Brien remembers from Leslie's interview, too. He says when the district went remote last year, Leslie helped other teachers hone their own distance learning styles.
Kim immediately volunteered, along with, you know, Amanda Adams and some of the other folks in the distance learning program to go above and beyond and reach out to their colleagues and actually help them as they embarked on their need to become distance teachers.
In his eyes, he says, Kim Leslie is the Teacher of the Year. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.